Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring someone that I admire very much and who's taught me so much over the years. Our good friend Dan Pointer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Dan is the author of way more than 100 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Many of you know him from his Watershed book, The Self-Publishing Manual, which has become one of my Bibles and one of my business Bibles. And he's taught more people how to get their book published and sold than anybody in the world. He's our good friend, Dan Pointer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back, Jim.
Good to have you back. Dan, the publishing industry, the book publishing industry, and I'm not just talking about the publishers themselves. I'm talking about the entire industry, from alpha to omega, from editing to printing to publishing to distribution to selling. It's been completely turned on its ear in the last 20 years, hasn't it?
Oh, there's tremendous growth now. The number of self-published books in 2012 last year rose 59% over the previous year.
Wow.
And more than 391 titles were published. I put the self-publishing manual in 1979 after many years in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while for things to catch on. But things are just going crazy right now. Self-publishing is exploding. And traditional publishing is, withering.
And they still don't get it. The publishing industry, I know that sure you think, well, sure they get it because their numbers have been reduced. They've had some consolidation. They've got all kinds of other issues. But Dan, when you talk to them, when you talk to the companies, as I have, about possibly doing a publishing relationship with them, they act like it's 1990.
Well, they're way behind, and they don't hire very good people because they don't pay very much.
They're in denial, aren't they?
Oh, they're paying like $35,000 a year, and they expect people to live in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So you know they're getting people from the bottom of the class, and what they're doing now to protect themselves is they're only going with celebrities, people who have a following, people who are a brand. You know, I often say that Paris Hilton has a line of perfume. Do you think she makes the perfume? If Paris Hilton wrote a book, do you think she wrote the book?
Right.
Celebrities are a brand. And
but they're only going to be able to dine out on that for so long, because that'll eventually go. And let me say this. I don't feel any glee. I'm not happy that the publishing industry is having a hard time. It's just that there are many things that they could have done that would have allowed them to be more sustainable by doing some things that would sort of mix their old model with some of the new stuff. But back to the industry, Dan, you've got the publishers have their issues because there are so many ways for individuals to self-publish their books. The distribution and the selling of books is on its ear too, isn't it? Because, I mean, who actually walks into a bookstore anymore and buys a book?
Uh-huh, how perceptive. Now, people are buying their books online now, but Borders went out of business, now it's coming up on 2 years, lost something like 850 stores right there, a tremendous amount. And you say, who walks into a bookstore? Hey, if you need a book, if you hear about a book, you can go online and get that thing in, you know, about a minute and a half, and somebody delivers it.
About once a year, I hear about a book, or I want to give someone a book, and I will go to the local store and see if they have it, because I either want it right now or I want to give it to somebody right now. Otherwise, you know, you order it online.
Right, and the thing is, you go online and you find out, oh, it's available as an e-book, or it's available as an audiobook,
right,
or it's another format that I prefer. I travel a lot, more than 6,000 miles every week, and I read e-books. I can't carry books with me.
Mm-hmm.
So if a book is not available as an e-book, I'll never get to it. I just can't do it. Well, I can't carry that thing.
And that's another topic. I want to talk about the ebook thing in just a minute mm-hmm. in the next segment. But you make a good point, and look how that's changed the book printing industry, the industry within an industry. Because I'm dealing with that with these guys. I mean, I'm my third book's coming out. And it's the first version of it's going to be a hard copy. I like to have a book in a hard copy. I'm old fashioned. I still like to own my books in hard copy, even if I have an e-version of it.
Well, but, and that's a traditional way because books came out in hardcover first, and later yeah. they might have come out in softcover. And a couple years after that, mass market paperback. But then all of a sudden, we said, "Well, we have audio, we have yeah. ebooks, we have other possibilities out there."
As Ron Burgundy said, "I have many leather-bound books." We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with our good friend Dan Pointer. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to talk about ebooks and all that whole part of the new landscape for publishing books. After these messages, 2012. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.